Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I know a guy who has a zero-turn mower, I'm pretty sure, and that's
the voice
of the Titans. Mike Keith, what's going on this morning?
Oh, I love my zero-turn mower.
I remember you talking about that before. How long did it take you to get the hang of it?
Oh, not long. That's why you need to buy one, because a lot of people are intimidated by them because it looks very hard, but trust me, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Marcus Mariota threw the ball yesterday. I saw some of the video. What did you see when he watched him and just kind of how things look?
Looked more like Marcus Mariota. Obviously, I'm no coach and I'm no throwing expert. I don't know about, you know, stances and throwing planes and things like that. I just know if the ball gets there and it's got zip and it looks like it's good ball. And last week when we saw him throw the football, we were kind of like, whoo! You know, it caught your attention in that Wednesday practice. You knew it wasn't 100% right. This is much closer to where he has been. And so I think today is decision day, and I think he has probably given them a decision to make based on the progress that he's made. But, you know, they're very happy as well with what they've gotten from Blaine Gabbert. They've gotten a ton of snaps out of him in practice, and so he's ready to play as well. We talked to Blaine Gabbert here on 104.5 The Zone last night, and I think he's got a good mindset about everything, but I think it's going to come down to what they see today.
Another of the injury questions is Taylor Lewan. I know he practiced fully yesterday. He was supposed to get checked out again late yesterday afternoon. Any update there?
No update officially at this point. We'll just wait to hear. I think that's the independent medical officer who checks him to confirm that he's good to go. But that's obviously something that everybody's going to be watching today in practice. I'm interested to see if that's the case. It would be a huge lift against this defensive front if Taylor Lewan is ready to go.
Well, Mike, thanks for coming on. I guess since we're talking about injuries, how much more do you think Evans will contribute to the defensive side of the football? I noticed, you know, those hammy deals are, you know, hit and miss, but you never know. Hopefully he can contribute a little bit more, especially with Correa now all of a sudden with a back. So I don't know if that's related to his playing time or not.
You know, Blaine, I don't either, and I don't think as far as injury and the hamstring, I don't think that has anything to do with it now. I think it's more about the mental part of it, about trusting him, and also how well the other linebackers have played. Obviously, the guy who's been the leader so far in tackles is Woodyard. Compton has played very solid football. Jayon Brown has done some good things. So I think the fact that they don't need to rush him from a mental standpoint is the bigger factor. And at the same time, you're getting more rest for the hamstring anyway. He doesn't take every rep. But this is a guy who's chomping at the bit. I mean, he wants to get on the field right now. I think there's a chance we see more of him, but I'm not ready to make any predictions based on what we've seen so far from the other linebackers. I think they will continue to pace him. And when they feel he's really ready from that mental standpoint, they will completely turn him loose. He's a guy that if he can get in there and can play 100% full speed, not just physically but mentally, he's a defense changer. He is somebody who gives them a completely different look than they probably had in some time at that linebacker spot.
Yes. Well, now we're talking about the Jaguars, and actually the Titans beat them twice last year, and that was last year. And now it looks like, you know, Jacksonville's one of the better teams in the AFC, if not the best. How do you, you know, I guess, what do you think is the recipe for the Titans to get a win in Jacksonville?
Well, the recipe in the four wins that they've had in Jacksonville in the last 10 years has been 20 points. When they've scored 20 or more points in Jacksonville, in the last 10 games, they have won all 10. When they've scored less than 20 points, they've lost the other six. So for three touchdowns and three extra points would be fantastic to start with. And I think that does go to what the game is going to be. It's very hard to score on them. when you get opportunities, you've got to make the most of it. You've got to be able to put the ball in the end zone. You've got to be able to keep pressure on them, and you've got to be able to keep playing your game. If they get you where the Patriots were last Sunday in the second half, you have no chance. I mean, the Patriots ended up scoring 20 points, but, you know, a lot of that was garbage at the end. They whipped them. They wore them out. They got ahead 24-3. They made them one-dimensional. They hit Tom Brady. They didn't let the wide receivers beat them. And I think for the Titans, the wide receivers have to win, and the quarterbacks have to make good decisions. That's the other point. You can't force things against this defense. I think from a talent standpoint, you could make the case it's the best defense in the NFL.
Mike, the identity seems to have changed, though, with the Jags on offense. Used to be the perception was they would win in spite of Blake Bortles. But a lot of that has changed. Last week, he outplayed Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And really, over the last 14 to 16 games, he's been a really good quarterback. So what about that aspect of their team and the fact that, you know, whether we're talking about Westbrook or Keelan Cole or whatever, their receiving core has improved?
Well, that's it. I mean, you just said it. Keelan Cole, they find it at Kentucky Wesleyan. And Westbrook, they find later in the draft a year ago because of his off-the-field problems. They get him. And now they've got DJ Shark. They go out and they sign Austin Seferian Jenkins to play tight end. They have a stable of backs. It's not just Fournette. It's Yeldon and it's Grant. And their offensive line is capable, even without Cam Robinson at left tackle. It's amazing how much better the quarterback is when guys can catch the ball, when the offensive line can block, and you're able to take some pressure off the guy. Blake Bortles, to me, has gotten the worst rap of any quarterback that I've seen in recent memory, just based on, you know, everybody sort of deciding that he is not any good. And that's 100% not true. The guy is a quality athlete. He's big. He throws a good ball. He makes things happen. He's hard to get on the ground. And now he actually has reliable, talented receivers around him. He's got some easy throws. He's not getting hit all the time. You have to respect their run game. I mean, it's no wonder he's playing better, really. I mean, it's not surprising at all.
Mike, we hear a lot about their corners. They got a great set of corners, obviously, yeah, with Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye. But what about their linebackers? You know, Telvin Smith and Miles Jack are both speedy, good in pass coverage. So how important is the Titans' short passing game on Sunday?
It's huge. You've got to keep them moving because you said it. Those two guys can run and hit. I mean, getting Miles Jack where they did in the draft was just a complete steal. And now in his third year, he's turning into a great player. The other thing they did this year, too, is they drafted Ronnie Harrison from Alabama. And he has been starting for them essentially as the third linebacker. But he's a safety who can run and hit and can, you know, he played at Florida State. He played at Alabama. He's a guy who's been in big time programs, big time situations, has gone against big time players in his college practices. And so now you've got all this speed and all this size. And it's almost as if they don't need as much size at the linebacker position because they've got so much size in the secondary. Barry Church is 218 pounds. Ramsey's 208. Tayshawn Gibson is 212. Boye's 195 pounds. And then you put a 200-pounder Harrison in there. I mean, they are so good. I can't figure out where they're not good on defense. And I was saying this a year ago, and I think that, you know, with how they've drafted and the players that they've kept and some of the decisions they made, you know, they let Posluszny retire, and he's been a really good player, but now they've gone even faster. They are something else.
He's the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. Try to keep Dave McGinnis out of the swimming pool at the stadium Sunday, okay?
Oh, yeah. I've got to worry about that now, too, don't I?
Should be a fun game, though. Looking forward to it. Thanks, as always.
Okay, guys. See you.